KRDO's afternoon news continues. Let's go to the KRDO news line as we have sports at 17 and 47. And Justin Hart is with our next guest as we highlight the game of the week, Justin.
Yeah, we're being joined right now by the head coach of the Palmer Ridge Bears, Coach Mike Armantrout. And how you doing this afternoon, Coach?
I'm doing really well. Thanks. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Last weekend, you guys went up to Parker and got a 35-28 victory over Ponderosa. Talk about that ball game.
Yeah, that one definitely turned the hair white a little bit more than I was hoping for. But kids were kind of in a funk there at the beginning and made some mistakes and came in at halftime and looked at some of our senior leaders and employed them to figure it out and left the room and let them do their thing, and they came out fired up and ready to go in the second half. So.
Coach, I obviously had a chance to coach with you back at Cheyenne Mountain, and I've seen your coaching style. And just talk about how the game has changed a little bit. I mean, it's been like 8 years since I've coached with you. It seems like shorter than that. But how has the game changed from the head coach's standpoint as opposed to a position coach like offensive line?
Yeah, sure. The game. Really, the role of the head coach is a lot different than the position coach. Position coach, you have to get with a certain group of people and kind of get those kids dialed in. As a head coach, you can't just limit yourself to a handful of kids. You've got to dive into the entire program and make sure those kids aren't falling through the cracks. And that's been one of our focuses is making sure that each kid feels special, welcome, important, and has a role in the program. So,
Coach, you're heading into a big ball game on Friday night, taking on the Cadets of Air Academy, and talk about the threat the Cadets pose to your ball club.
Yeah, they've got some kids who do some things really well. But, each week I try to keep our kids focused on the things that we can control, the things we can do. I think that if we're playing our best football and we're focused on ourselves and what we can do best, then we're going to give our best version of ourselves come Friday night. So,
talk about the maturation process of your young sophomore quarterback. Derek Hester had an outstanding ball game last weekend.
Yeah, he does some good, he does some bad, but you could say that about everybody in every program, I'm sure. He's growing up in a hurry for sure. One of my favorite things about Derek is, his highs don't get too high, his lows don't get too low, and he's a pretty cool cucumber. And so I think that's really helped him kind of progress. And when he does make a mistake, it's he's on to the next. And when he makes a big play, we celebrate, we enjoy. But our focus is on what we can do and what we're doing next. And he does that better than a lot of kids that I've been able to coach. So
obviously, Coach, playoffs are going to be right around the corner, and coaches speak as we take it one game at a time. But do you ever peak? I mean, this season has gone really quick. Do you kind of look forward and see what you're stacking up with against the competition?
To be honest, there's so many problems that we need to get fixed. Each day has its own challenges. Each day has its own, we watch film of practice every day. And so there's enough work to go around to where you can't really let your mind wander too much, past the what happened in practice the day before. So, thankfully we've got a bunch of coaches who are like-minded and kids who are like-minded. And, our focus is on, getting better each day and evaluating practice and seeing what we can do better the following day. So,
yeah, Coach, against Ponderosa, one thing I noticed, you guys were kind of like the Broncos on Sunday. You came out lethargic, but you were able to recover after being down, 21-0 at halftime.
Yeah, I felt a little bit better after Friday night than I did after Sunday evening. So, it was definitely a slow start, and our kids responded really well, challenged them a little bit in the locker room, and had some big leaders step up. Anthony Costanzo is one of those kids who kind of, breathes fire when he needs to, and so he kind of got into the kids as well. Have some good senior leadership, from the top down there, and they got it together and got their heads right. And, you know, we came out and responded. We ran the ball well in the second half, had some pretty critical turnovers. And, you know, they just didn't give up. They never stopped fighting, and it turned out the right way for us. So.
Those people that have never seen Coach Armentrout at halftime of a losing score and seen the look on his face, even at practice, I mean, you have this look about you that you don't really have to say a lot to know what you're thinking. Do you see the kids responding to that?
Yeah, they, you know, I've been at Palmer Ridge for a while now, and I've had a lot of these kids, you know, the last few years in class, and, you know, I was the freshman football coach last year, and so a lot of those young kids, you know, saw us, and we did have some adversity for sure. But yeah, they, you know, I can get fiery as well. You know, I try to make it positive and, you know, definitely, you know, direct that energy in a positive way. But yeah, I can get animated a little bit. So, I was happy that turned into, our kids responding well and, you know, coming out and battling in the second half. So,
well, Coach Armentrout, thank you for joining us this afternoon and good luck on Friday night against the, Air Academy, Cadets.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
See you, Coach. Thank you.
All right. Good to chat with you guys. Take care.